look. Hey, just explain to me in relation to the refugees, the position that they are facing at the moment.
Okay. Well, the previous position would be that when someone makes the difficult journey, you know, from their home country and through the asylum process and is recognized as a refugee in Northern Ireland or elsewhere in the UK, they basically can live here for life. What's happened now is that the Home Office has, in effect, put a time limit on that. They said that you can live here for 5 years, but after that, who knows? So why these groups have come together is that they're very concerned about what the effects of this is going to be. Obviously, it will create a lot of instability in people's lives. You know, there's issues around mental health, around being able to take on long-term unemployment and so on.
But should refugees not be aiming to return to their own country at the first opportunity, at a time whenever their country is being rebuilt, or the repatriation of refugees? Is that not something that they should be motivated by?
Well, there's a few things to that. One is that when you work with refugees and asylum seekers, the main thing people do say to you is that they would love to return home. If their home was a safe place for them to do so, they'd be there tomorrow. They left their home, you know, not of their own free will. The second thing around that is, and this is, again, why it's a big concern to these 50 groups, is that the Home Office has a long track record of making very poor decisions about when and when not a country is safe. At the moment, around a third of refugee claims that they refused are later overturned on appeal. And therefore, the fear is that whatever system is put in place to implement this will be equally as faulty.
And how difficult is it for refugees and for asylum seekers when they arrive here?
So it's a very difficult process. Like you'll have seen the many media you know, reports of getting to Northern Ireland or Great Britain. But once someone's here, they, during the asylum process, they have very, very few rights. They don't have the right to work, and they don't have the right to access, you know, any benefits, any housing, anything like that. They are at risk of detention, deportation. So it's a very, very difficult process. It can last several years before you have a decision on your claim. And the how it was before is that after that long, long, difficult process, once you were awarded your refugee status by the Home Office, that was, you know, a new start. You could say, okay, you know, I can put down roots here, I can, you know, have a family, get work, and so on. But now that's all in jeopardy.
You know, there'll be people listening to this program who are trying to get housing, who are from Northern Ireland, who are on waiting lists and who feel that they are getting the sharp end of the stick, whereas there are a number of campaigners who are looking for housing rights for asylum seekers and for refugees. That leads to misunderstanding at best. It leads to, I suppose, to one group despising the other group, and that in itself is a bubbling and brewing problem in this part of Northern Ireland.
I think it is a problem. I definitely think how, you know, the issues of austerity have been framed in Northern Ireland, in the UK, and in a wider context has been, you know, very, very troubling, as you say, the kind of pitting of groups of disadvantaged peoples, be they local, be they from another country, against each other. You know, yes, I agree with you. It's very troubling.
And is it going to get worse, considering the number of sad situations we have right across the world?
The general situation here and in the UK overall, it is a very difficult one. But the future is yet unwritten.
And do you feel that your campaign, this letter, open letter to Amber Rudd, is it going to give more stability to the people who are looking for the putting down of roots, or will she listen? She's been pressurized from a number of quarters.
Yes, well, that's obviously the hope of this of this letter of the 50 plus groups, 20 of which here in Northern Ireland, and you know the thousands of members they have, staff and people who use their service, is that Amber Rudd will listen to this, will see that this policy is very detrimental. It you know has no benefit, public benefit, and she will reverse it.
Okay, we'll be keeping a close eye on her reaction. You're the policy officer with the Participation and Practice of Rights, Luke. Appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
Luke, just one of the signatories to that open letter.